devotion for the family and friends of Hope Lutheran Church, Calgary, May 27th. Are you disappointed that this coming Sunday is Pentecost and there will be no rite of confirmation? It might be a disappointment for confirmands, their families, and all our congregation members. It seems likely the confirmation will now take place in the fall. Confirmation is well named. It is an opportunity for young adults to say publicly that their parents made the right decision in bringing them to the baptismal font. They confirm the promises that their parents made for them years ago. Confirmation is an occasion for celebrating for the whole congregation. Everyone can celebrate young people affirming their faith. Everyone can celebrate the faithfulness of their parents and of the congregation and wider church in providing Christian education for each young person. It's a joyful day indeed. Confirmation is an important part of the Lutheran expression of the church. I have known people through the years who vividly remember their confirmation. I have been told whether members were taught in English or in German. I have been told that young people were expected to memorize Luther's Small Catechism in its entirety. Just before they were confirmed, they were examined in front of the congregation. Confirmands could be asked for Luther's explanation of any of the Ten Commandments, any article of the Apostles' Creed, any petition of the Lord's Prayer, and any part of Luther's explanation of Holy Baptism or Holy Communion. That occasion remains clear in the memories of many. Although we won't celebrate confirmation on Sunday, we will celebrate the work of the Holy Spirit that calls us into Christian community and supports our growth in faith throughout our lifetime. The Holy Spirit supports us as we continually make decisions based on our understanding of God's Word and as we witness to the goodness that God shows us each day. The Holy Spirit renews us as we study Scripture, pray, and participate in the sacraments. The Holy Spirit builds up and guides the church in every time and place. The young people who are seniors in our confirmation process will have the opportunity to affirm their faith when it is safe to do so. Until then, we pray that they will continue to be touched by the Holy Spirit as we continue together in ministry in this place. Peace be with you this day.